All right, Tommy Robbins is getting connected from a nation in Europe. England's going full tyranny. It is on. The tyrants are desperate. He's joining us in 5 minutes. Dr. Kirk Elliott, we got 4 minutes to break here. You've got the floor to finish up that point about the commercial and condo real estate market, which they admit is done. So this is done, but it's like, okay, grandpa's got cancer. His heart's failing. The doctor says he'll probably be dead in a week. He dies in 2 weeks. He dies the next day. Like my wife's dad, they're like, he might live a week. He died in a week. So, like, we don't know the exact minute of this, but this is going down. Dr. Kirk Elliott.
Yeah, it's going down. And so, Alex, you and I have talked a ton about banks, the next bank run, the next round of bank failures. Commercial real estate, I believe, is going to be the linchpin, the spark that causes all of that. So, quick little story. UBS, you know, you had this building in New York. Paid $332 million for it, invested $76 million in renovations for a total of $408 million. You know what? The vacancy rate was ridiculously low, 43%. So they had to sell it. What did they sell this building for? $8.5 million, $393 million loss. Now, on books, on paper, they had accelerated depreciation. It didn't look that bad. But you can never take accounting tricks to account for actual realized losses. That's what that was. So the reason I bring that up is this is going to come across the board over the next 24 months, $1.2 trillion of commercial real estate debt in the United States will mature. So what are these people, these companies going to do when they have low vacancy rates? They can't afford the buildings and interest rates have tripled or more from where they were. You know, when they got these things and now they're maturing, they're not going to be able to refinance them. They can't afford them. All of this toxic debt is going to be handed back to the banks. And this doesn't happen in 24 months. Over the next 24 months, all of these things are unraveling. $1.2 trillion of commercial real estate. I believe that's the spark that's going to cause banks to start to fail. And the first one happens, here's the danger. It's going to be like that movie, It's a Wonderful Life, right? Where people are going into the bank. They can't get their money. They're not going to know what to do. A run on the bank ensues. And so when you've got that big of a deal, $1.2 trillion, this is going to cause banks to fail, Alex. So what then do we do? This is why you and I shout it from the rooftops. Get to safe ground. Get to something that's tangible. Get to something that's real. 5 years ago, I would have said, yeah, having money on the bank, sitting on the sideline, sitting in cash is a safe thing to do if you think markets are coming down. Look, I can't say that anymore. Banks are undercapitalized in very dangerous territory, and it's the end of the line, right? The rope is gone. And we're at that tipping point, Alex, where we're seeing global monetary change, we're seeing what's happening in Japan, we're seeing the undercapitalization of banks, we're seeing all of these technical charts where history repeats itself, overbought, going to come crashing down. Get to safe ground, literally, get to safe ground, tangible assets. When the U.S. dollar has lost literally 99% of its value since the Federal Reserve started, it's lost over 80% of its value since the petrodollar in the early 1970s, just having gold and silver as a safe haven, almost insurance policy against a collapsing currency.
Oh, it's 100% habit as a hedge. And probably if I was without the enemy trying to, you know, take all our wealth away, I would be 100% in right now on silver. As you said, KEPM.com/gold. You get the best deals. It supports the show. KEPM.com/gold. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. 720-605-3900. They make 8%. You can sell it back for nothing. And that goes into their marketing, their crew, everybody, their sponsorship, everything. They made the decision 25 years ago to have very small margins, but to have the biggest audience, and they've done it. The place to go is under Kirk Elliott at KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900. That's 720-605-3900. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless you, Alex.
Call him right now, folks, or you're stupid.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right. Welcome to hour number two of this incredible Thursday, August 8th, 2024 transmission. Laura Logan, an incredible individual, will be in studio with us coming up in 25 minutes. But let me tell you, the best part of my job is I get to know Donald Trump. I get to know Tucker Carlson. I get to know Elon Musk. I get to know Joe Rogan. I get to know Russell Brand. I get to know all of you, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, that love freedom. And I get to know Tommy Robinson, who 15 years ago was running a tanning salon and saw members of his family kidnapped and raped by Islamists and the grooming gangs that all came out the government was defending. And he's always called for peace. And he founded the English Defense League like 14 years ago. And it was led by Sikhs and everybody. He wasn't against any of the other outsiders. They were all assimilating. They were all great people. He wasn't racist. The Indians, all of them, people from Jamaica, you name it. But the Islamists, no, they were there to take over. And so he's been calling for peace for years. He's been put in prison for nothing. Solitary confinement. And now Piers Morgan and all the corporate media and the BBC have said he's behind the riots in England. They covered up the Islamic riots that were 95% of the violence. We have hours of horrible footage of just random white people being having their brains beat out, stabbed, you name it. And now the prime minister's called for his arrest. They're saying they're going to arrest him. They have members of parliament saying they're going to arrest him. He already had a vacation months ago planned. They're saying he ran to Europe. He didn't. But I've told him, and I think he agrees, he needs to stay in Europe now because he's reaching, as the BBC reported with anger, 30 million people a day, conservatively, just on his X account right now. So this is backfiring. The film, 40 million views now they try to suppress that he just released. So this is one hell of a time to be alive. And we have the head of the National Prosecution, that's equivalent to their FBI prosecutor, saying if you retweet or show the Islamic violence, we'll put you in prison. The law doesn't even say that. So they're in full panic mode with their Islamic invasion. The House of Lords is talking about it. Parliament is. It's an incredible time. But I wanted to get Tommy Robinson to give us an update on what's happening in that monster. Piers Morgan saying, and now he's even blaming Andrew Tate, who's a Muslim and who's been calling for nothing but peace. He had Andrew Tate on and said, do you want to apologize? Do you want to say you're against violence? Andrew Tate said, show me where I call for violence. This is like they sit there and they accuse you. They're the ones that brought in all these people. And then he accuses a Muslim who lives in another country just because he's against the censorship and the control that he's violent. I think Andrew Tate should sue him for defamation. The defamation laws are very strong in England. Piers Morgan is disgusting. I'm ranting. Tommy, we've got limited time. We appreciate you. Go ahead. You've got the floor.
Piers Morgan sat on that TV show and said that I have incited violence and destruction of mosques. That's just a blatant lie. It's just a total lie. I'm sitting here watching. Now it's played out. Even like yesterday, our government went full mode. NHS, unions, they were lit. The whole country got told there was 100 far-right racist riots happening. There was none. There was none planned. It was all a hoax. That was the hoax to get the mobilization. So now all the front page of our papers is the far right was stopped by the communities. There was no plan. There was no planned demonstrations. You made it all up. You made all of it up. And you can see now the way it's orchestrated and the entire attack, the attack against me. I'm sitting here, literally, my media, my police, my government have declared war on me. I've done nothing wrong. The actual evidence of what I say is calling for calm, calling for peace. I'm actually saying...
And now they're saying you were going to lead all over the news. I'm showing the articles, 100 violent marches. You never called for those. You had a peaceful demonstration with 100,000 people before they stabbed the three girls to death. And then they blame you and now claim victory that they stopped you from burning down England.
And there were no demonstrations planned. There was none. There was one demonstration last night in Aldershot, and it was totally peaceful.
But there were, you posted it on your ex, hundreds of violent attacks against white people by the mainly Pakistanis.
They called it last night. The Muslims rioted last night in Croydon. You wouldn't know that because it's not in any of the media. They don't call it a riot. They call it antisocial behaviour. We won't see pictures of them all over the news getting arrested and getting their doors kicked off. We've got videos of police cutting open doors, ramming through them. One man just got sentenced today, an Englishman. He's near enough a pensioner, 59 years old. He just got 26 months in jail for shouting aggressively at police. I kid you not. Shouting. 26 months for shouting at police. And ask the question again. Where was the equivalent for the Romanians and Muslims that rioted? Where are the equivalent raids like this? How come we've not seen all their pictures in the news? Why haven't we been given their names? How come they're not in prison within a week? What we saw yesterday, Alex, was a Labour, our government, Keir Starmer, two-tier Keir, one of his councillors stood on the streets and said, we need to split all of the far right's throat.
And by the way, we're going to pull that clip up. His name is Jones. I'm actually saying my name now. His name is Jones, a city council member, saying kill and murder and slit the throats, and they're just randomly running into pubs and beating up white people. We have the videos.
And they're all cheering. They're all cheering as he's doing it. And this is the Labour government. We actually, what people need to understand is we live under communism. People just don't realise it yet. We're already there. We're not heading towards communism. We're there already. We've got people getting 26 months for shouting at the police. We've got a total two-tier judiciary, two-tier policing system. I'll let you play his voice. But he calls for the murder. He calls for the murder of people.
Since you mentioned it, let's play the clip with audio. Here it is.
Yeah, please.
We've got children and women using those trains destroying the sororities. They are disgusting, nasty fascists. And we need to cull their throats and get rid of them all. I just want to say thank you all. I'm going to leave it now.
And
Free Palestine.
So, Tommy, if you said go slit brown people's throats, who you're not even against, you would be thrown in prison for life. Here's a member of a major city council saying, go out and kill the English Defense League that hasn't existed in 10 years and was multiracial. They're literally running around. I've hundreds, I can't even watch them all. I have like a dozens on my list here of them beating. They'll just find a white person and beat their brains out. And then now the head of the federal prosecution says, if you show that, we're going to put you in jail, including if you're a foreigner, we're going to extradite you. Well, guess what? We're going to show it. Go ahead, Tommy.
Alex, you know what? You know the reason why they're hating this? The reason why they're hating is because you see these videos you're showing, they're the videos that I'm showing on my X account. No one would see these. They have had total control until Elon Musk took over X. They had total control over what the public see. I was censored. Anyone like us was censored on all social medias. If you go onto TikTok now and search Tommy Robinson, there's no videos. You're not allowed to mention my name on Facebook, on Instagram. They have total control over what the public see. They don't like the fact, you know, you said earlier it was 30 million people a day. It's 50 million a day. So they don't like that when they're pumping this narrative of this fake organisation called the English Defence League, of these fake demonstrations, they've got someone who's uncontrollable as a journalist saying, actually, you're lying. And actually, here's what's happening on the streets. As they chase this boy, they shout him, white boy, they're racially beating him. That man there's on his way home from work. He's in his work clothes. He's on his way home from work. This doesn't even make our news. None of these attacks have made our news. They're literally walking down the streets with swords, hammers, Luckily, we had a police officer today who got interviewed on Talk TV who said that the police were told, don't go near them. And they said, they've got swords, they've got weapons. And they said, do not make any arrests. A police officer has come out today and said that they're told when dealing with the Muslim community, don't wear your riot shield, breast down, flat caps, not to provoke any reaction. Let them commit crimes, run through the streets, beat up who they want. Just let them do it.
And now the head of the prosecution says he wants to put you in jail. But anybody that shows the Islamic violence is going to go to prison.
If you share the videos, they want to bring in new laws because they can't control it. So the people are seeing it. The public are awake. They're seeing what's happening. This is an innocent pub full of families playing karaoke. And because they're white, these mobs of Muslims who were armed with weapons, who police let them walk down there. They didn't kettle them, didn't get their dogs out, didn't get their horses. There is a total two, and they're gaslighting us, TV, saying there's no two-tier policing. There's not just two-tier policing. There's two-tier funding. There's two-tier judiciary. There's two-tier everything. Now, the worrying thing for the public, the Muslim community make up 6% of the country. What do you think it's going to be like when they're 20%? Already, we're left to fend for ourselves. Already, the police aren't enforcing the law. Already now, they can't enforce the law. They know that with those Muslim mobs full of weapons, they've arrested one today who's done a video with a machine gun saying he's going to come and shoot the EDL, and he names me. Now, what they've done, Alex, this has nothing to do with me. This holiday that I was on was pre-planned 18 months ago. I'm going to put the booking form up. I booked it 18 months ago. They say I fled the country after the riots. I'd left the country before any riots. I wasn't involved in any riots. They've landed this on my lap to justify the fact that they want to lock me up for a long time. They want the public. And my mate rang me today and said he's had people going up to him saying, I can't believe your mate Tommy's getting everyone to burn the country. It's like, what? How can your government and your media...
So let's play the clip. Let's play it. And Piers Morgan's given the script. He follows it. So here is Stephen Parkinson, who is the federal prosecutor, saying if you show the videos of the Muslims attacking people, you are the terrorists for showing what they did because they know England's waking up, is about to shut down the millions of illegals they're bringing in every few years. Here's the clip.
The offense of incitement to racial hatred involves publishing or distributing material which is insulting or abusive, which is intended to or likely to start racial hatred. So if you retweet that, then you're republishing that, and then potentially you're committing that offence. And we do have dedicated police officers who are scouring social media. Their job is to look for this material and then follow up with identification arrests and so forth. So it's a really, really serious. People might think they're not doing anything harmful. They are, and the consequences will be visited upon them.
And now we learn, Tommy, that the prosecutor that freed and protected Jimmy Savile for his mass rape of children was your current prime minister. I mean, these are some nasty people.
Yes, he's our prime minister. He let him off. He covered for him. He said there was insufficient evidence. Hundreds of children, hundreds of victims, insufficient evidence. He's also the he's also the lawyer who fought that illegal immigrants can get benefits. He also was successful in that as well. He's a communist. We are living in Soviet Britain, and at least the public, you see the little clips you're seeing now again, they wouldn't let the public see that. If they get rid of Elon Musk, if they get rid of X, free speech and the British public are going to be totally under their control. And that's why they hate me. They don't hate me because I broke any laws. I'm an uncontrollable journalist. And listening to that jerk-off's message there of threats and imprisonment for sharing news, we will continue to share the news. We will continue to show the public, and you will have to imprison us. You will have to imprison us.
And let me raise this now, because I've known you. I've been interviewing you since you hit the streets or exposing the Muslim grooming gangs. You were proven right about that. But I've been interviewing you for 15 years since you got started. Now, Tommy, you are everywhere. Like you said, it's 50 million a day now. You've got to stay out of the UK for now. They're going to kill you in jail. I don't say it to be scary. They've got to create a message to threaten everybody else. You are so important and powerful now on the air. Please, because you were on a few days ago saying, I'm going back, I'll face the false charges. It's a fraud. Please, we know you're tough. You know, your mom's Irish, we get it. But please, don't get into the enemy trap.
It's I don't know what I'm going to do, Alex, if I'm honest. I don't know what I'm going to do. John, what's the debating doing? Organizing a rally.
Well, let me just tell you, let me tell you right now, do not go back to the UK. Stay out of there. Do whatever you have to.
No,
you can fight them in cyberspace. They are so pissed. You saw that member of parliament last night. You tweet saying she wants you arrested. She wished the UK was still in the EU so they could arrest you. Please, Tommy, I know you're innocent. You want to go face it. You're not a coward. You're going to be on air kicking their ass politically.
Do you know what they've done? With these lies, like my inbox, my messages, videos, everywhere is now full of Muslims wanting my blood. Yeah, they wanted my blood anyway. But now they're all one got arrested this morning by armed response police officers because he'd done a video of machine guns to send to us to say he's going to shoot me dead. So they have wound up the entire British Islamic community to tell them that I've orchestrated the violence and attacks against their members of their community. Nick Lowles and Hope Not Hate, they go on about misinformation. Hope Not Hate, a government-funded NGO with senior Labour politicians on their board.
Soros.
He put out a statement saying that a Muslim woman has been attacked with acid by English Defence League supporters. There is no English Defence League, and there was no woman ever attacked with acid. Now, this heightens the tensions. If anyone should get done for misinformation, it's these groups. These groups have made up 100 hoax rallies in order to get the public on the street, which has resulted in innocent men like this walking down the street, getting violently beaten. The problem is the media don't report this. We have a totally controlled media. That is why we're such a danger to them. We're such a danger. We're a danger because we're showing the public. And do you know what? The reason why my Twitter X account is flying through the roof is because the public want to see it. The public want to know the truth. They don't want some filtered nonsense, some we're managing the situation or managing what the public know. Tell them the truth. The problem is that bad that they need to know the truth, that there's massive problems. Even today, they go on about they're spending all this money now for all these big arrests and preventing the far right, protecting the mosque. Protect our borders. Protect our borders. Send the military to protect our borders. Our women are being raped. It's not a joke. Our women are not safe, and you keep bringing them in, and you've just turned. They've turned. When we had 100,000 people on the street, the entire country is rebelling against mass immigration. They've turned it all to make it that anyone who says a word is far right and racist and English offensive. They've had a successful campaign over the last 7 days. They've manipulated it, orchestrated it, drummed up all the Muslims, made up 100 demonstrations, and all the headlines now are, we beat the racists. We stopped the riots. You let the riots happen. You organised the riots. You manipulated the riots. Now you're imprisoning young kids who are angry, disenfranchised, neglected, forgotten English kids, angry with the system, angry at being neglected, angry at being second rate. And now you're banging them all in jail for 3 years, 4 years. What about the Muslims who attacked the police officers? What about them in Manchester Airport? How can you, within 7 days, be locking all these people up? Where's the Romanian Muslims that burnt buses, that burnt police cars, that attacked violently police officers? How come none of them are in jail? None of them. How come? How come none of them? This is what everyone's watching. And I may sound frustrated. I'm frustrated because journalists have since, for the last week, they come to find out where I was. They let the world know where I was. They are purposely, they've done it with Pim Fortuyn in Holland. They build this character and then they encourage until someone tries to kill you. They don't even have to get their hands dirty. They wind everyone else up with lies. Total lies. There is no evidence that I've encouraged violence. No evidence that I was involved in these demonstrations. No evidence that I organised them. None. I wasn't involved. I merely made videos as a commentator, which is what I do as a journalist, and show people what was happening, not what the media was showing, because the media are just showing English people. They're not telling people why. They're not showing police reactions. They're not showing them arresting grandmothers, throwing English women on the floor. They're not showing why the public are so angry. And because our borders are open, our country's changing. They've totally spun it. It's been a massively successful government campaign under a communist regime who wish to take away freedom of speech, take away freedom of movement, and end freedom of the press. If citizen journalism is the answer to these problems, and they have to stop it. And to stop it, they have to stop Elon Musk. They have to stop X. If they take out X, we are ruled under communism already. Totally ruled. At the minute, they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. And they don't know what
I
to
agree.
Do.
They're in total panic mode. Now they're calling for Elon Musk arrest. Now members of parliament are calling for Elon Musk arrest.
Panic mode, because they don't know what to do. And the problem is, they're used to threatening people, arresting people, scaring people, making them silent. It's not going to work. We're not backing down. I'm not going to shut up. I'm right. I will be proven right. I think I said 15 years ago, My videos age very well. Yours don't. Okay? Yours don't. We are standing up for what's right. We're standing up for our children. We're standing up for our country. And we're not going to stop. We're not going to stop so you can enslave everyone. It's not happening. We're not becoming minorities in our own country so you can flood it with hostile, violent migrants. That's the reality. Yeah? These aren't women and children. They're not women and children fleeing war zones.
And by the way, Tommy, let me stop you. We've got National UK TV, Sky.
Alex,
UK authorities begin. Go ahead.
Alex, I've got to go on this one. Sorry, man. If that's 3 minutes early, I've got to go for this phone call. Yes, I've got a few problems going on with the family.
I understand, brother. Take a call. Thank you.
Cool. Cheers, man. Cheers, man.
So that guy is in a total emergency. You can see how real all this is. He is hunted. So here's the clip I was talking about. UK authorities begin to arrest citizens for social media posts containing inaccurate information, and they define that. Here it is.
We have some breaking news now, and a woman has been arrested by Cheshire Police in relation to an inaccurate information on social media about the attacker in the Southport murders. It says a 55-year-old woman from near Chester was arrested earlier today, Thursday the 8th, of course, on suspicion of publishing written material to stir up racial hatred and false communications. She is currently being held in police custody. Chief Superintendent Alison Ross has also made a statement saying that this is in relation to a post which has been fueled by malicious and the protest rather has been fueled by malicious and inaccurate communications online. It is a stark reminder of the dangers of posting information on social media platforms without checking the accuracy. It's also a warning that we are all accountable for our actions.
Oh, you're all accountable. If they say it's disinfo, we're going to arrest you. The globalists are in deep trouble. Their system is collapsing. I've just done an hour and 26 minutes of live radio, 27 minutes, hour and 27 minutes, without plugging. I need your support. I need you to say, wow, these guys are fighting for freedom. They're fighting for me. They're standing up. They're putting their lives on the line. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get books, films, t-shirts, water filtration, air filtration. Get 40% off Nitric Boost, 40% off DNA Force Plus, 40% off the great nootropic Brain Force. It's all there. Support the transmission. We're in the middle of the war for the future of civilization. And go to drjonesnaturals.com. All the nano silver products, the fluoride-free toothpaste with the nano silver and the iodine and the tea tree and the organic peppermint and all of it, the next level of financial energy, it's not a stimulant, but it has a huge stimulating effect like you've never experienced by cleaning out your cells instantly. You feel it in 30 minutes. Next level of financial energy. If you support the broadcast, get Cabachill. It's not a downer, but it's a restful, clean focus. Cabachill, next level financial energy, the multivitamin, organic multivitamin, the fiber greens, the rocket rest, incredible sleep aid, the immune support. It's all at drjonesnaturals.com. That's how you get great products and support the fight for human liberty. Please take action now. drjonesnaturals.com, infowarsstore.com. You're the only reason we're still on air. Thanks for being in the fight. Those of you on the fence, this isn't some Netflix show. This isn't entertainment. This is the war for the future of humanity. Now, Laura Logan, amazing journalist, in studio, coming up after this break. But first, a John Baum report. Stay with us. Tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up. And it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic. During the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, We found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you. And we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product. And then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup. And I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkovich has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago when I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And as a woman, there's a balance to be struck between being tough and being a bitch. Turn that off. You know, we have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. And you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
Yeah. In a banana republic, it is common for the military and police to be on high alert when election day comes. But in the United States, the idea of being on high alert after election day was ludicrous until now.
Well, there is a nationwide concern about election day.
I felt like I had no choice but to do what I did.
So yeah, kill them. Kill the Nazis.
Long live the socialist revolution.
And when conditions become right, people do get the opportunity to change the whole system through a revolutionary struggle.
The propaganda dung beetles of CNN quasi-journalism spread one lie after another to foment the chaos.
We have disinformation network in this country, right? You know, the top cable news channel is at its core a disinformation network. We have people with large online followings who push disinformation on a regular basis.
Right. In 2000, there weren't buildings being boarded up in major cities. Now, look, let's be honest. Partly that's happening, Susan, because, you know, some business owners are worried about liberal protests in the event of a Trump win. But there's also this dynamic of fear of unrest in an event of a Trump loss.
I just want to give a heartfelt thank you to a lot of people for the peace and the generosity, the kindness and the love that's been shown on our streets of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and across Minnesota over the last several days. And last evening was another example of that. We saw peaceful protests across the city. We saw memorials continue to grow for George Floyd down on 38th in Chicago. We saw beautiful interactions on the state capitol, where out of respect, the National Guard troops there told the protesters out of respect they would go back away to the building and just take care of those vehicles that were out front, which of course they did. Not protesters at that point. Certainly neighbors and friends and agents of change.
Kamala Harris named Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. Walz is a former school teacher and seasoned Washington lawmaker who has been credited with a new political insult against Republicans.
Yes, they're weird. They prove that every day. It's an observation.
How many chances do you get? My answer to that is as many chances as you need, which doesn't really please those law and order people.
When our children tell us who they are, it is our job as grown-ups to listen and to believe them. That's what it means to be a good parent.
But we can get out there, reach out, make the case. And for one thing, don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness.
All right, ready. Whoa, wait a minute.
Nobody said the New World Order trying to take over would not be exciting. Anybody that's bored watching Netflix, that's because you're watching fiction rather than reality. It's been said by many historians. Truth is way stranger and more dangerous and more invigorating and more horrifying and more empowering than fiction. So the great journalist Laura Logan is in studio with us. Follow her on X at Laura Logan and lauralogan.com. Host her own popular talk show. Hell, she already taped a couple of big interviews. She did the War Room for C-Band today and some other big shows she did while she's at her studio. She's a fellow Texan. We love having her here with us. And she wants to cover the waterfront. Big breaking news, what really happened in Afghanistan, what's happening in Europe, what's happening in the UK, what's happening in the election, the stolen valor, the attempted Trump assassination. When she was here 7 weeks ago, the feds, outside of court order, we're trying to close the doors. We stood up to them. The judge shut them down. We're still here for now, and I'm giving people updates on that. But what a crazy time to be alive.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy.
Remember, I told you, I said, this isn't about me. They're going to try to kill Trump. On air that day, I said, they're making a big move when they sent the Justice Department here to shut us down without a court order. How crazy is that? These are like vigilantes.
Well, it's always been about, it's never been about Trump, right? It's always been about the people.
It is. So it's great to have you here. You want to start with what's happening in the UK? Because I know you've been following that in depth.
Well, what's incredible to me, the one thing I've been posting, trying to get people to understand, is when you're having the same conversation in the United Kingdom and the exact same issues happening, that tells you that the policy behind it is exactly the same, right? The people behind it are exactly the same. And to see people being arrested because of what they've posting on social media, it's so blatant what's happening in the UK. I mean, you know, in the old days, you might have looked at somebody like Tommy Robinson and thought, okay, well, do I want to post this person because I don't want to be accused of being far right? And now you see, wait a minute, this is ridiculous. They are literally attacking and arresting the people who are standing up, who are saying, hey, we have a problem in this country. You know, young girls in a dance class were murdered, hacked to death. And the media is being dishonest about how they're reporting this. Our leaders are being dishonest. I mean, people have had it, Alex. You know this.
And they're blaming the journalist, Tommy. So watching this, and again, you're obviously a journalist. You're always up to speed on everything. But we have clips of the National Police saying, if you show a Muslim riot, we'll put you in jail. And now they're arresting people. That shows not strength, but desperation.
Well, and not only that, did you see the woman? I believe she's kind of like the Secretary of Homeland Security. Did you see when she said, you will be arrested, you will be convicted. So don't worry about the sort of the legal process. You will be convicted. And she said, you will go to jail and you will also be subject to travel bans. I just want to know when travel bans became part of the law and the standard.
That's the social credit score.
Yes. But now they're openly saying it. Which is just staggering.
I agree with you. These clips out of the UK, I've got like 10 of them, are so chilling. It's like 1984 for real. I can't believe they're like pure the baddies. They're just being pure evil.
Yeah. And they're not even hiding it at this point. I mean, you've got literally people across the UK are looking at this and saying, wait a minute, little girls were murdered. And you're saying if you object to that, you're going to go to jail. What does that remind you of? That reminds you of parents going to school board meetings because they wanted to have a say in their children's education, being targeted by the attorney general as being domestic terrorists, right? It's exactly the same thing. And when you see the same thing happening, it means the same policy and the same people are behind it.
Well, that's key you say that, because COVID, they admit, was run by the UN and the WF, was the same policy, whether you were in New Zealand or Canada or the US or Germany. It's the globalists.
Yeah. And, you know, this is one thing I keep banging on about this, and people don't really pay much attention to it. But if you want to know why the southern border is open, well, look at the Open Society Foundation. That's why, because we have open border ideologues inside the administration. And not only that, at the United Nations, they signed they had a global compact on migration. They made migration a human right. And so what they said is it can't be illegal if you're exercising your human right. And so that is why the Biden administration, as soon as they took office, said no one's allowed to use the word illegal anymore when it comes to immigration.
And then we all do it and say migrant. Exactly. So
because you are looking at the globalist policy on migration that has been implemented in your country. You didn't get a chance to vote on it. They bypassed the legislature. They bypassed Congress. I mean, they bypass the people.
And they bring in groups they control.
Well, you know, let's see how they control them, because the groups that they're bringing in, I mean, I'll tell you, Alex, about some of the things that
I was about to say. That's you know about Islamists, you've been all over the world, famously attacked by them, without getting into detail. I mean, they're really made a mistake here.
Well, I don't know what you mean by made a mistake precisely.
Well, you're saying the globalists think they can control these Islamic hordes.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was reading into what you're saying, that you think they're going to bite them in the ass.
Well, the Arabs have a saying, actually, that when you let a snake into your garden, eventually it makes its way into your house. And we've seen that happen all over the world, right? And what's interesting, though, Alex, is I know a gentleman who infiltrated the global cult. And the part of the global cult, he did this on behalf of the United States government. He spent years in training underground. But he was assigned to the Islamic faction. So I think one of the things that I always try to remember here when I think about him and the work that he did is that this is a global cult.
Islam's only one arm.
But there is an Islamist faction among the globalists. It's not just, you know, the deep state in America. I mean, think about it. Islamic jihad is a way to control the Muslim population as much as socialism is a control mechanism to control Western.
And that's why socialism is allied with Islam.
Yes. And I don't think people pay enough attention to this, the history and the relationship between Islam and the left. But all of these are control mechanisms that come back to a small group of people whose agenda is profoundly anti-human, right? And one of the reasons, I mean, one of the most important strategic arms of their agenda is the Open Society Foundation and the open borders. And so, and when you look at that, now you look at what does this mean for America right now? Well, I mean, Europe is the living, breathing example of what happens to your country when you become completely, your own culture becomes completely overwhelmed. There is a political agenda behind this and a cultural agenda. And what I was working on reporting earlier was just as the relationship between the Chinese and the Chinese Communist Party and basically the Islamic terrorist state that we created in Afghanistan, as well as their relationship with the cartels, both the Mexican cartels and the Venezuelan cartels. Because we have a serious problem in this country where the picture that I've been investigating for the last couple of years, Alex, started with the question, are the cartels really the army of the deep state and the globalists? Is that what you're looking at? Because at the end of the day, although the United States military has been decimated with this ideology, I don't believe that most Americans who will put on a uniform in the service of this country will ever go to war against their own country.
And that's why Pelosi called MS-13 God's children.
And that's why you need to have the cartels as your real army.
And I want you to get into all that in your Afghanistan research. We'll do that in a moment. But finishing up with the UK and the open, if you show Muslims rioting, we're going to put you in jail. And making up there was 100 riots, which wasn't true. And this new prime minister they've got that we know is working with Obama. Where do you see that going?
Nowhere good, right? I mean, I'm not a prophet. I'm just a journalist. But it's very, very obvious here. I think one of the encouraging things is that so many people in the UK are saying they don't care. They've reached the point now where it's gone beyond anything that, I mean, this really is becoming a moment in history where you either stand for something or you stand for nothing and you lose everything. And that seems to be what is happening all over the UK. I mean, you.
And I agree. And that's scaring the left because they know the people are awake.
Well, and it's not just in the UK. I mean, look at what is happening in France. France is in real trouble. The Netherlands is in real trouble. Italy is in real trouble. I mean, this is all over Europe. And it's quite interesting to me because you'll hear people be very critical of Donald Trump when you, I mean, Europeans and British people. But when you hear them then talk about the immigration problem in their own country, they sound exactly like Trump. You know, they don't want to admit it. When it comes to the Islamic problem, they feel like they're able to talk about that freely now because now the threat to their own culture is very, very real.
And let's be clear. I don't want to kill the Muslims. I'm not their enemy. But they believe they have a right to rule the world. Every other place they take over, they rule it. They push everybody else out. So you were bringing in an incompatible group.
Well, this is what I say to people, Alex. I mean, I spent 5 years living in Iraq. I spent years in Afghanistan. I've been all over the Middle East, Syria, Jordan, Palestinian territories, Hebron, Gaza, Ramallah. I mean, you name it.
You got famously attacked in Egypt. You don't make a big deal about that. But, yeah. I mean, you could be in a group in Europe or America or even Latin America with men out at night. That wouldn't happen. I mean, it's just something different.
Well, I mean, you know, gang rape and those kind of things happen all over the world. And I think there was a political dimension to the attack on me. But this is what I would say to people.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it's like part of Islam that Muhammad married a six-year-old, consummated at 9 years. I mean, it's part of the cult.
Without a doubt, when it comes to Sharia law and the treatment of women.
And they blame women when they get attacked.
Well, there's no doubt that I would not choose that for my daughter. And that's what I say to people. I mean, you know, people argue about what the Quran says about women, what it doesn't say about women. But at the end of the day, for me, it comes down to this. Tell me, show me as a Western woman, a country where you could have the same rights or better than, you know, in any Islamic country in the world than you can have in any Western country. Show me the country that you want your daughter to grow up in more than you want her to grow up, you know, in a Judeo-Christian civilization. And we all know the answer to that. It doesn't exist, right? Because the argument is always, well, that's not really what the Quran says. That's not really what Islam says. And I do feel that, you know.
Well, that's what Islam does. Like Christ said to the tree by its fruits, that's what it does. It enslaves women.
Yeah, I mean, definitely it enslaves women. And there's no question about that. You see it in any Islamic country that you go to.
So where do you see this going? Big picture. And we'll get into the Afghanistan news. You're going to break and all the rest of it. Trump, the attempt to, we haven't talked, you know, we talked some on the phone, but haven't talked since they tried to kill him on July 13th. And what the Democrats are doing, the stolen valor of Tim Walz.
Well, I got to say, Tim Walz is a really terrible choice, yeah. Right? I mean, the man is full of holes. Look at it. He's being absolutely destroyed all across the media. And they can, you know, they can attack people for questioning his record, his military record. And they can say, you know, that it's right-wing propaganda. They can do whatever they like. But look at it, Alex. I mean, it doesn't look good. Right. You left your unit right before they deployed. I mean, and people.
You're not in the military, but you spent years in combat as a combat reporter. That, it's one thing to leave. But if you're an officer and leave right at the time, that's like a big no-no. And then he claimed that he was there and fought on top of it, which is really rubbing it in.
Well, look, I mean, yes, I spent, you know, the better part of 15 years on battlefields. I'm married to someone who served in the special operations community. And, of course, I know many people from that community. The biggest no-no is to say that you were in combat when you weren't. I mean, you know, there are few bigger lies than that to claim. That's called stolen valor. And the kind of people that do that are looked upon very poorly.
But the only thing worse is to desert your unit at the time of battle, which you did.
Well, I mean,
so he's a deserter and a stolen valor. That's like a royal flush of badness. Like, that's hard to be that bad.
It's the trifecta. You're pretty much hitting the trifecta of cowardice, right? And I mean, now I know that there's a lot of pushback on this in the media, and it, you know, I'd want to see, we've been down this road before with John Kerry and George Bush, so you want to be very careful here. You want to know what the actual facts are. But what's interesting about it is that the records on this predate Tim Walz being selected as Kamala Harris.
Oh, veterans came and confronted him in 2009 about it.
Right, right. So that's what adds some credibility to it, and what it means is that it's definitely worth asking the questions. And as I understand it, Walz didn't want to answer those questions, right, when confronted by reporters.
Well, I'm not a military guy, but I talked to a bunch of officers that were the same rank as him and then those above him. They read his, what's called DS-14?
DD-214?
Whatever it is. Yeah, I have my phone. They read it and they said, no, this guy's a total fraud. So.
Well, I can tell you that is the most comprehensive record of your military service. So, I mean, if you want to know what somebody has done now, you know, if you're dealing with someone who is in the clandestine realm, you might not find everything on that. Well, you won't find everything on that piece of paper. But for the most part, everything about your service is in that record.
Just gut level. How do you talk about where were you when they tried to kill Trump?
Oh, I was in New Jersey, of all places. I know, in a hotel room in New Jersey with my son. And, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I mean, you kind of knew that it was coming and, you know, you'd mentioned it in advance. I'd spoken about this with a lot of other people. It made complete sense because obviously Trump is in a free and fair election. Trump is unstoppable at this point. I mean, it doesn't matter what demographic you're talking about, whether it's in the cities or whether it's in the rural areas, whether it's Hispanic Americans, African Americans, white Americans. I mean, every age group. I mean, he is absolutely unstoppable at this point because people have seen the reality of what they're facing otherwise. And, you know, it's not the beginning, for example, of the transgender movement now, right? We've had enough time for people who've transitioned to come out and say, you know, this was the worst thing that ever happened to me. I was pushed into this by, you know, people in positions of authority, whether in the schools or in the hospitals or in the doctor's office or the therapists. And, you know, so basically they have built a society that is based on deception, delusion, and dishonesty, and it's crumbling. It's literally coming apart at the seams. Just the way they said that, you know, Trump was a white supremacist. People have had time now to see that that was completely and utterly false. And they don't like the fact that they were deceived. And now they realize that, wait a minute, not only did they lie to me about that, they lied to us about COVID. They lied about Hunter Biden's laptop. They lied about, I mean, very significant things. And if we don't do something about it now at this point, I mean, Trump is really just a life raft, Alex. I mean, people think it's going to end with the election.
He's a focal point. if they would have killed him, it would have been worse for them, actually. I'm glad they didn't kill him, but the war game, that they're not even thinking second, third order. They're thinking immediacy. I think they're going to try again, Laura Logan. What do you think?
Well, I mean, the Secret Service has said they think they're going to try again, right? I mean, a lot of very informed people are saying they're going to try again. It certainly makes sense. I mean, they are terrified of Trump. They're absolutely terrified of him. And he's not afraid of them anymore.
And I know him well. You know him well. It's because he's real. He makes mistakes, but he is the guy. With Donald Trump, nobody's telling him what to do.
You know, I've never met Trump.
You never met him?
I've never met him.
I saw photos of Mar-a-Lago. Maybe they were fake or whatever.
I know. I've been to Mar-a-Lago, but I never met Trump.
No, Trump is behind the scenes like hanging out with a hillbilly or something. He's completely straight up. It's like you feel totally comfortable. He's real. Like, he makes mistakes. He's not perfect. He has blind spots. So do I.
Sure.
Like, I've got blind spots. He has other blind spots, but his are, you know, you see the blind spot, you go, oh, that's really, then I have a bad one too. But no, he's completely, the globalist class hates him because they can't get him to be his, they hated Nixon because of that. Most popular president since George Washington was Nixon other than Trump. Mm-hmm. So it's Nixon, Trump, Washington, the most popular ever in the numbers. And all three of them were their own person. So.
Alex, you know what's funny? You know how Trump drives them crazy because he speaks in hyperboles, right? He's the guy that went fishing and never caught a fish this size. He caught the fish this size, the most beautiful fish that anyone's ever caught. Well, I remember when he used to say in the beginning of his presidency that he was going to be one of the most consequential presidents in the history of the United States. Well, now you look at it and you realize, I mean, holy guacamole, not only is that true, but in some ways he may be the most
I already told Trump, I said, you're at George Washington level, you're about to go past it. So, no, he's definitely the most important president since George Washington.
Because this is it, right? I mean, this is it. Since the birth of this country, there has never been an election that was more consequential than this one. There has not been an election in our lifetimes, but from the very beginning, there hasn't been an election that mattered as much as this. I mean, you are literally now in every direction. Tucker Carlson said recently, right? He said that the Fourth Amendment, privacy, is a prerequisite to freedom. Well, look where we are on privacy. You know, our privacy has been obliterated, so our freedom is being obliterated.
And it's the promise of Trump they don't like, that he might do the right thing because they don't control him.
Oh, no, no. It's not just the promise. I mean, they know. If Trump doesn't do the right thing this time, like if he's not definitive about what he does, he already knows they're coming for him.
By the way, that's key. His survival is tied to doing the right thing now.
Yes. Without a doubt.
And that's why Raskin even said, we're going to have a civil war. Did you see Biden say on CBS yesterday? Where he's like, it won't be a peaceful transfer if he wins. He goes, stay there. Back in 2 minutes, Laura Logan is on fire. Whole other hour with her. And then Drew Hernandez takes over. It's so good to have you here. It's a great honor. We'll be right back. Hour number three, straight ahead. You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a two-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy in the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already best sellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names. But they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You have the nitric boost. It's so good for your heart, cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our nitric boost is sold out. They have their nitric boost. They even let us use their name, nitric boost, a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.